This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
And Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
It's like that.
A thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. We listened to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
Tequila. Tequila.
I think it's like Ariba. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, January 27th. And today's pod is the best one yet. It's a T-boy.
Friday. You know what that means, Nick.
I know what that means. That's the real Friday.
Our 1 minute weekly pop biz pop quiz.
We got our five questions to test how well you know this week's business news.
Play our trivia quiz at go.tboypod.com or just click the link in the episode description.
We made it that easy for you, Yetis. Jack, what's our first story for today's pod?
For the first time in ever, tequila sales are about to pass vodka for the number one booze in the United States.
Because Patron just brought tequila from shots to sips.
For our second story, Universal Studios is opening an adults-only theme park in Las Vegas.
Because their business is part Dr. Jekyll, but it's part Mr. Hyde.
And our third and final story, if you have a checking account, which we think you do, we have a story that's relevant to you.
It's about Bank of America and the missing $100
billion. $1
million. We're going to round up on that one.
But yet is before we hit that fantastic mix.
Wonderful mix of stories, number two.
Yeti's the most expensive water you've ever seen. What is it?
Maybe it was Evian, Jack.
$5 a bottle.
Maybe it was Fiji.
$7. You got it at Yankee Stadium. It was a ripoff.
Could I interest you in an eau de vie?
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
And you can't drink it either.
How about $10,000 for a bottle of water?
Yeti's, we repeat, how about $10,000 for 16 ounces of H2O.
That's the most expensive bottle of water that's ever been sold, and it just happened.
Because it's water from Disney World.
Get this, Yetis. Disney World is shutting down the famous, infamous Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain, it's a classic. They're getting a renovation. It's getting a new look, so it's shutting down.
Everybody loves Splash Mountain.
Everybody loves it, Jack. I remember losing my stomach on that ride at age 5 and age 7.
I was too afraid to go on it, full disclosure, but I still got soaked because it splashes the whole vicinity.
And age 9.
But Disney is shutting down that water slide, and fans are scrambling to bottle up the water.
Yeah, they are literally bottling the water, and then they're putting that Splash Mountain's finest water onto eBay.
The latest bid on eBay, I just checked.
What is it, Jack?
10 $10,000 for a bottle of pure splash.
Yetis, we're talking $10,000 for a splash of splash.
That's $10,000. Not the price for a rare wine or an aged whiskey.
No, we're talking $10,000 for a bottle of the most abundant molecule on Earth that happened to be on a Disney water slide.
Splash Mountain water. It's one part hydrogen, two parts puke.
You must be this tall to ride Splash Mountain, Jack.
And you must be this thirsty to buy a bottle of that water.
But after $10,000, don't let it evaporate.
That'd be disappointing.
It's going to be a small world after that. What's in our three stories?
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, tequila is about to pass a major American milestone.
Because Patron figured out how to go from shots to sips.
But Jack, we got our last weekend of dry January. How are you celebrating over there, my friend?
I actually wasn't dry in January, but I might go dry in February.
It's a month late, but we can roll with it.
The only idea is worth pursuing are contrarian, Nick.
So Jack is not going to be tossing back tonic water this weekend.
No, I'm going to be sipping unspiked seltzer, Nick.
Yeah, everyone else is crushing LaCroix, Jack.
But while you passed on Pinot for dry January, one alcohol type was partying hard.
It was partying really hard.
Because tequila sales weren't slowing in January.
No, get this. Tequila sales are projected to pass vodka as the top-selling U.S. liquor just this year.
Call Don Henley. It's a tequila sunrise, Yetis.
Jack, you want to share your worm story from Guadalajara with the crowd?
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll keep rolling. We'll keep rolling. Yetis, within that fast-growing tequila category, one brand has kept its crown.
That one brand is Patron.
Patron.
The top-shelf tequila preferred by rap songs.
The ultra-premium Añejo tequila, launched in 1989, in fact, by a billionaire hairstylist from the United States.
Here's the news. Patron still controls 20% of the American tequila market.
That means that $1 out of $5 spent on tequila in the club is spent on Patron.
Patron. It got acquired by the Bacardi family, still a family-run business, for $5.5 billion 5 years ago.
Now, Yetis, Jack and I were passing the lime and tossing the salt on this story, and that's when we noticed that Patron is doing the opposite of every tequila out there. And it's working.
Every premium tequila comes with a shot of Hollywood right now.
Yeah, like every tequila that gets launched in the last few years, it is owned and marketed by a celebrity.
George Clooney, The Rock, Kylie Jenner, they all own or endorse tequila brands.
We almost forgot to mention Vinny Chase.
Turtle. I think Turtle had his own tequila company.
I think that's the only thing Turtle had going on. But not Patron, because Patron has a different strategy. Their marketing focuses on their distilleries, not on Denzel Washington.
And according to the CMO, that strategy is working for Patron.
Because Patron bought a whopping $2.6 billion in sales to slurp up even more tequila market share last year.
Like our takeaway from last week,
yeah.
It's the most contrarian tequila on the shelf.
Yep, thanks to Patron's leadership, Mexican tequila is about to pass Russian vodka as America's liquor of choice.
Three countries in one sentence, Nick. Winner of the GOB over here.
So Jack, Arriba, Abajo, Al Centro, Al Dentro, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Patron?
The real success of Patron was that it broke a ritual.
Yeah, these rituals, habits, routines, they are hard to break, and that is why companies love them.
But sometimes a ritual can be bad for business.
Yeah.
Like the ritual of taking shots of tequila.
Tequila shots. You pound them as quickly as possible and you hope it doesn't burn your throat.
That party image of tequila was bad for the tequila industry.
It was.
Because you don't take shots of a premium expensive product.
Yeah, so Patron did something hard. They made a pivot.
Patron refused to go down market. It wouldn't offer shot-friendly, cheaper options.
And that discipline to stay premium helped break America's core ritual with tequila.
Today, more Americans are sipping tequila in cocktails than ever before.
Because Patron helped transform tequila from shots to sips. For our second story, Comcast isn't just that boring cable company that you are still on hold with.
Xfinity!
Representative!
Comcast is building the first adult theme park in Las Vegas right now.
Now, Jack, do you want to tell the Yetis about your experience reading Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde a few years ago?
I heard there's some books you should just read, and I thought Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde was one of them. Nick, that old English vocabulary is like PhD level stuff.
You got to go straight book to tape on that thing. Well, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, it was a scary book, but we see Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde also as a type of company.
A type of company that has two faces, and Comcast is one of those companies.
Just like the book, Dr. Jekyll is the boring part of Comcast business.
Comcast does cable TV, internet, and wireless provider.
But just like the book, Mr. Hyde is the fun part of Comcast business.
The one you want to go out to dinner with.
Yeah, that's the entertainment division of the Comcast company.
Because Comcast also owns NBC and Peacock and Universal Studios and Universal theme parks.
Yetis, Disney World, they got Mickey Mouse and Darth Vader. Cute.
Universal has Jurassic Park and Harry Potter.
Which leads to the news. Comcast is launching a brand new Universal theme park, but it's not for children, and that part is key.
Universal has family-friendly theme parks already in Orlando, Hollywood, Beijing, Japan, and Singapore, but now it wants to go to Las Vegas.
And this Las Vegas location is not safe for work.
Why is this an adult-only theme park? Because it's a horror-themed theme park.
This theme park literally stars Frankenstein, Dracula, and that Wolfman who never shaves.
It's one big haunted house based on Universal's movies from back in the day.
It's actually one of the biggest structures in all of Vegas. We're talking 8 football fields of fear.
And they hired horror directors like Jordan Peele to design some terrifying rides.
Like Jordan Peele literally designed the roller coasters on this thing. This is a year-round Halloween as a theme park, unprecedented.
Some of the rides are going to be based on Get Out and Nope and other Jordan Peele movies.
We're talking the highest clown to human ratio of any park, and that's scary.
And the target group is bachelorettes and bachelor parties.
The target group is groups because Vegas is an all nightlife city, and now it's getting a complimentary daytime activity for the crew.
Last call from all. See you at this theme park.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Comcast Universal?
Don't be scared of Jekyll and Hyde companies.
Yetis, the part of Comcast business that's growing the most right now, it's their theme parks.
Comcast owns Peacock, the streaming service that gets all of our attention. But the CEO says it's old school theme parks that have the best cash flow.
Yeah, so Comcast has made a pivot from Jekyll to Hyde.
Comcast is doubling down on the roller coasters that bring in the most money.
Yeah, Comcast Universal is only a quarter as big as Disney's parks, but that Universal Studios has made nearly $3 billion in profit last year.
When you hear Comcast, you think about waiting on hold for 48 minutes while they reset your modem and we all cross our fingers and hope it works.
Manager!
But Comcast is building 2 new theme parks right now. Not just Vegas, also in Dallas, Texas.
Besties, you can be scared of Jekyll and Hyde the book, but don't be scared of Jekyll and Hyde the company.
Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
You can do just about anything from your phone, but some industries, they've just been slow to move.
The finance industry was slow to move from phone to computer, and then from computer to app.
Oh, Robinhood wasn't. It's the Silicon Valley-based brokerage that's been updating apps since it was born in 2015.
Using the Robinhood app for your stocks and crypto is almost as easy as downloading it.
So you can invest at your pace on your terms by downloading the Robinhood app.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Stocks are offered by Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto.
All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned by or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood. For our third and final story before the weekend, Bank of America is getting dumped by its wealthiest clients.
Why? Because high interest rates aren't just bad.
They are bad.
They should have a good side too.
They should. But before we jump into the story, Jack, just to keep with, you know, the literary theme that you and I got going on. First, we talked about Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. How about Mary Poppins?
Can we turn to one of the greats, Dick Van Dyke, who taught us in that movie about the virtues of a bank?
Oh, I remember it well. What was
Dick Van Dyke saying in Mary Poppins about banks?
You keep your money safely invested in the bank and your money will grow.
That is the beauty of the American financial system. What do we call it, Jack?
Compounding interest.
Compounding interest. But Yetis, here's the problem. For the last decade, your money didn't grow in the bank.
Because interest rates were kept almost at 0% since 2009.
Well, that recently changed. Now, the Federal Reserve, our central bank, has raised interest rates. And why is that, Jack?
The Feds wanted us to stop buying things. Instead of buying a cute top, keep our money in the bank, and with high interest rates, our money should grow.
Now, with that context, Yetis, Jack and I were pretty shocked to see this story.
Bank of America just reported that thousands of customers didn't keep their money in the bank. Instead, they ditched Bank of America altogether.
It was a total surprise. In the past year, customers of Bank of America, get this, withdrew $100 billion from their checking accounts.
And the reason customers were quitting Bank of America? We'll let the CEO explain.
Yeah, we'll let their CEO explain. What did he say, Jack?
More affluent customers have been putting their money into higher yield deposits that are out there in the market.
Jack, can we get a Wall Street translation on what the Bank of America CEO just said?
Wealthy customers are sick of getting just 0.06% interest on the Bank of America checking accounts.
So those wealthy customers withdrew their money out of Bank of America and they deposit it with other banks that offer higher interest rates, like 3% or 4%.
Bank of America's next to zero interest was not acceptable for Bank of America's wealthy customers.
And frankly, that low interest rate shouldn't be acceptable to you either.
No, it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't. And that feels like a takeaway. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone with a bank account?
High interest rates have a good side, too.
Yetis, if you borrow money, a high interest rate is brutal.
Because you pay that high interest rate.
On the other side of the equation, if you lend money, then a high interest rate is great.
Because you earn that high interest rate.
Yeah, and if you give a bank your money into a checking account, you are the lender in that situation. That's a good position to be in.
If you give the bank money, you are lending the bank money.
And the way we see it, you should therefore benefit from the high interest rates. The bank should be giving that to you.
This is not our typical takeaway.
No, it's not.
But if your money is not growing in your bank account, you may want to find a new bank account.
If you don't have that high interest rate, that's a problem right now because most interest rates are really high.
A couple months ago, I moved my deposits to a new account that offered 3.5% interest, Nicholas.
Not too shabby, Jack. I'm honestly not trying to show you up. I'm really not. But I did manage to snag a 4.15% interest rate. And I'm excited about it.
Dinner's on you next time. And Yetis, those high interest rates are available for no minimum balance too.
So Bank of America, it's got a problem right now. It hopes you don't find an account with a higher yield.
We hope you do, because there's a good side to high interest rates.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us before you kick off dry February?
Tequila is expected to overtake vodka as the most consumed liquor in America this year.
Thanks to Patron, tequila transitioned from shots to sips.
For our second story, Comcast owns Boring Cable, also owns Thrilling Theme Parks.
You can fear Jekyll and Hyde the book, but don't fear Jekyll and Hyde the theme parks.
And our third and final story, Bank of America, like most banks, isn't giving you much interest on your money.
But honestly, they should, because there's a good side to high interest rates. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Jack and me because we wanted to whip one up before the weekend.
This one's relevant to our weekly Pop Biz Pop Quiz.
Okay, Yetis, we told you about the Pop Biz Pop Quiz. We launched it a couple weeks ago and this thing is already going global. Wanted to share some of the data with you.
It's already been played in 60 different countries.
We're talking about Yetis, also a bunch of non-Yetis out there in 60 different countries who are playing this quiz every week.
From Panama to Israel, from Jamaica to China.
Okay, we got the Netherlands, Guatemala, I'm seeing India, I'm seeing Guyana here, Jack. Guyana, we got Yetis in Guyana playing.
If you're a trivia fan or if you listen to this pod and want credit for it, it's our 5-question quiz on the week's business news.
You don't even have to listen to this pod and you can still play the quiz. So you should play your friends.
Challenge your buddies.
Your buddy Timmy. Yetis, you looked fantastic all week. Enjoy this week's quiz, celebrate some wins, and Jack, I can't wait to see you Monday.
Me too, Nick.
See you there. And before we go, happy birthday to Yeti Carolina Mountain, who is turning 24 and celebrating with the Reese's down in Houston.
And happy 21st birthday to Kaylee O'Coin in Dover, New Hampshire.
And Zach Gonzalez, happy birthday down in Chicago.
And happy birthday to Ivana Ongai down in Mexico. In this economy.
And Kevin Selby, happy 30th in New Hope, Pennsylvania.
And happy birthday to Cassie Haley in her 30s down in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Matthew Aflito, enjoy that new apartment in Park Slope and the birthday celebration.
Happy 29th birthday to Austin Jacobs in San Jose.
And Louis Yuna, also 29, also in San Jose.
And happy birthday to Yoselin the Lawyer Flores in Phoenix, Arizona.
And happy birthday to Eric Flores, no relation to Yoselin, in Woodstock, Illinois.
And happy birthday to Lily Feldman in Seattle, Washington.
And Camilo Aguero, the bassist from Costa Rica. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Mira Schulman in San Francisco.
And Nancy Salinas turning 29 down in Houston.
Happy birthday to Mima Maldonado, who translates this pod from English to Spanish. Thank you.
And Andrew Saldivar, happy birthday in Costa Mesa, California.
And happy birthday to Kari Seymour in Oklahoma City.
And Juan Avalos, happy birthday in Palmdale, California.
And Graham Hudson, a young little Yeti, turning one in New Providence, New Jersey.
And Joseph Alphonse is graduating from Temple University with that MBA this weekend.
This is Jack. I own stock of Disney, and Nick and I both own stock of Robinhood. Now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
Jack, rule number one about a kitchen renovation, tell your friends about your kitchen renovation.
We know the cabinets are expensive.
Well, in the pandemic, a lot of companies renovated their businesses, focusing on apps and digital.
Robinhood didn't have to. It was built digital from the start.
Robinhood's mobile-first and intuitive design makes investing a little easier for every stage of your investing journey.
Whether you want to trade options, ETFs, or stocks through Robinhood Financial, or buy some Bitcoin on Robinhood Crypto, you can do all that right on the Robinhood app.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/TBOY and choose your free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY. Limitations apply.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. All investments involve risk.
By the way, this podcast is not owned by or part of Robinhood, and we are not employees of Robinhood. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.